Blog Talk Radio.
Effort of attention is thus the essential phenomenon of will. I'm going to repeat that again. Effort of attention is thus the essential phenomenon of will. That insight, folks, that statement was written more than 100 years ago by the great psychology pioneer and philosopher William James. Friends, are you really getting the results you want out of yourself in your education, in your career, in your business? How about your personal life? Are you living the emotional life of happiness and peace of mind, of confidence and inner strength that you want? How would you like to have the total package mentally that could give you all of those benefits plus much, much more? If that sounds good to you, then you need to develop the ability to control your attention. Greetings from sunny Destin, Florida, home of the beautifully clear emerald green waters of the Gulf of Mexico and sugary white sandy shores. This is the Mental Power Hour, and I'm your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, author and designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. When you get a chance, visit our Blog Talk Radio page and click on the Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace links to befriend us and help us get the word out. On today's show, attention control training. It may be just the thing you need to begin getting your act together the way you really want, mentally, physically, socially, spiritually, and in your career. Attention control training, applying and the improved attention control skills to multiple facets of your life. Today, we're going to talk about 10 signs that attention control training could be of great value for your mind and your life. We're going to talk about the basics of attention, its fundamental characteristics that you might be totally unfamiliar with, but once you start your training, you're going to realize how much you've overlooked all this time. We're going to talk about attention control itself. What can you do with your attention? And then I'm going to give you some scenarios where your attention control skills can come to your rescue. Now, after that, I'm going to tell you where you can start to get some free basic training and where to really ramp up your ability with actual guidance from a professional trainer. During the show, you can call in. The number is 347-884-9397, and I'll offer you any advice that you might need on any of your training. Also, you can call the studio itself, the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, and leave a message for me personally, and I'll get back with you. The phone number is 904-638-3851. And, of course, if you can't get a hold of me when you do call, leave a message with a phone number, and I'll make sure to get back with you. And now for our sponsor, the Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger willpower. Visit the NeuroSculpting Training Studio at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. And now the big disclaimer. The information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We do not claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you feel you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. And, of course, make sure your doctor doesn't have any mental health issues himself. Now, this has been the first show that I've done in a while. And, of course, as I've logged in to sign on, I found out that there's been some major changes on Blog Talk Radio. And the first one that surprised me is all my music is gone. No problem. I've got some great jams I want to upload to be using on future shows. This is the first show that I've done from an actual phone. I'm using a cell phone here at the Destin, Florida Public Library. Got some great folks who hooked me up with a conference room. That's very nice. The reason I'm going phone this time rather than Skype as I normally do is because for some reason Skype really hasn't been working that well for me on this new laptop that I got. So I'm going to have to get a either a better laptop or a better phone system, because for some reason Skype keeps dropping on me. No big deal. I've got a real phone. So today we're going to, of course, go over that material, but there won't be any mind-nourishing book of the week or mind-nourishing movie of the week, because I've got a lot of material to get out. The folks who are in the chat room, I see you there. You'll have to forgive me if I'm not chatting back and forth with you during the program. I tend to be a someone who narrows his attention on the thing at hand, and the one thing I want to concentrate on is getting all the information I can. But if you are in the chat room, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in the chat, and as soon as I'm done with the program, I'll go in there, answer any questions you need. And, of course, if I can't get to you, you can always email me directly, and the email address is trainer@neurosculpting.com. Of course, you can, again, call the phone number to the studio and leave a message. And, again, that phone number is 904-638-3851. Want to go ahead and give you guys some announcements. One of the first things that's going to be happening is we have three websites that I'm under the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. The first website is www.dynamicmentalfitness.com, which was supposed to be our initial home website, but we've been using it to give away some free material. The second website, of course, is the actual NeuroSculpting Training Studio. And the third website is MrMentalFitness.com that I was going to be using to do corporate training and market to corporate customers, but I've decided to go ahead and combine all three websites under one umbrella. I'm going to take DynamicMentalFitness.com and MrMentalFitness.com and bring them into the NeuroSculpting Training Studio, and I'll be able to provide, of course, the group training, the individual training, and corporate training all under the same umbrella. One of the other things that we've done is if you are an actual NeuroSculpting subscriber, I've begun doing live complimentary training for actual subscribers themselves. Now, if you're if you order the free material that was on Dynamic Mental Fitness, generally that's not going to be available, but when you go over to NeuroSculpting.com and you actually subscribe to the actual studio, you'll have the added benefit, in addition to all the materials you get, of being able to meet with me probably about once a week or so and ask any questions you have, and I'll help you, of course, design any training to suit your particular needs depending on your goals. And that's one of the things I've found out over the past 3 or 4 months that I've not been doing the radio show. I've been doing a lot more live in-person training than I have in the past. For the first few years that I did NeuroSculpting, most of my training was online, training people from well over 75 countries. One of the things that I discovered is that it is kind of difficult to hold people accountable when they live thousands of miles away and their main mode of contacting you is either by instant messenger or email or something to that effect. I found that when I've got somebody right there in front of me, I can get them to progress a lot faster than if they're far away. Unfortunately, most of the folks that I deal with, most of you wonderful folks, live quite a distance from me, and I don't get to have you right here in front of me. So what I'm going to do is at least I can get you on the phone, generally on a weekly basis. I can help track your training. I can give you advice on how to adjust your training to get the results you want. I can let you know where you're making mistakes. Oh, my goodness, did the power just go out? I think it might have. No big deal. I'm on the phone, so I'm glad I didn't use Skype. In any case, if you take advantage of the live personal training, what's going to happen is it'll be on Skype. I'll make sure to have a really good connection. I'll announce it on the website itself. Anybody who is a subscriber can go ahead and call in or just go onto Skype and ping my Skype ID, which is dynamic.mental.fitness, and you can go ahead and contact me. We'll talk. We'll make sure you're set up good. We'll make sure you're on an effective training plan. I'll ask you some very strategic questions that I know you haven't thought of to make sure that you're going to be able to get the results you need and that you're doing the right type of training for the results you need. Now, when during that live training, if you call and the line is busy, all you got to do is leave a message and I will contact you back. Now, there will be instances where I have several people on the line at once and I'll bring everybody onto the call because I'm speaking something that's major, major important. And then if I feel like I need to go and get someone individually, I'll contact you later. You don't have to burn your dime. I'll burn my dime to make sure that that happens. That being the case, the show today is on attention control training for your mind and for your life. Now, over the past few months, being that I've done a lot of live face-to-face in-person training with people who are from every career field, people who are real estate agents, salespeople, managers, business owners, one of the things that has been such a major problem is to get folks to understand the importance of being able to proactively, willfully, and purposefully control your attention. Because only through being able to control your attention do you have even a snowball's chance of being able to control your thoughts, control your emotions, reprogram your physical and psychological impulses, and thus eventually be able to control your actions through sheer mental discipline. And I'm not talking about a hard, rigorous, tense type of concept when it comes to mental discipline. I'm talking about a relaxed, easy, but repetitive mental discipline that can totally transform your life. When I am coaching and training someone who owns a large business and has offices and outlets all over the place, one of the things I expect is that these folks are going to be able to have a good mental discipline. And it takes us a good habits and good mental discipline to be able to get to that level. Surprisingly, what you find is, especially from their perspective, many people who achieve are at a high level have such a high expectation of themselves that their own mental habits don't rise to the occasion. Hence, they come to me, I show them some of the fundamentals they might have overlooked, and the next thing you know, they got it, they're running on their own. Now, I have people who are not operating on that level, but who are aspiring to do great things for themselves, who don't even have that level of mental, that basic level of mental discipline. And a lot of times what I find is all I got to do is give them one single idea, one single bit of knowledge, and they can take it from there. It all depends on you individually, who you are and what you already know. There are thousands of people out there watching my videos on YouTube, listening to the shows on Blog Talk Radio, getting the free materials over at DynamicMentalFitness.com. Thousands of people who all they need and all you may need is one small distinction to clear the road to get you where you want to go. It may not even involve hours of training every day. It might not involve even 5 minutes of training every day. You may already have the basic ability you need to do it. All you need is just the right information, just a simple key to go into the lock of your mind and turn it, and then you got it from there. So that being the case, I'm bringing up the complimentary training for the NeuroSculpting subscribers. If you haven't been to the NeuroSculpting studio, go check it out. Take advantage of this benefit because I don't know how long I'm going to do it. It takes up a lot of time, and I'm a very, very busy guy. But for you, for right now, I advise you to go ahead and take that benefit. Now, 10 signs that attention control training could be of great value to your mind and your life, and I want you to pay attention to this. If this stuff is happening to you to any significant degree, you might want to think about, well, maybe I need to learn how to control my attention. Now, even before I get into that, I want you to understand the importance of attention control from this perspective. If you can literally cause yourself to disconnect your attention from one thing and at will connect and focus on any other type of target, you have the basic ability right there to achieve nearly anything you want in life. And I want to back that up, and I want to focus in on one concept: to be able to disconnect your attention from anything, whether it be an emotional experience you're having, whether it be a thought that you're immersed in, whether it be a conversation you're having with someone, whether it be a daydream or mental wandering that you're engaged in at the moment. Your ability to disconnect and then reconnect to something that is much more practical is what will get you what you want in life. If you do not have the conscious, purposeful, willful ability to instantly detect what's going on in your own mind and then disconnect from anything that's impractical, then you've got a problem and you need to develop your ability for attention control training. And the first thing you're going to need to learn is how to pay attention to what you are doing with your attention. And I'll go over that in a little bit. Right now, 10 signs that attention control training is something that will be of great value to your mind and your life. And here's one sign: lack of any real purpose in life, or shifting purposes, or you're always chasing something. If you're wandering through life and you don't know what you want to do, and if you have no satisfying, contenting, higher purpose for yourself, if you don't have a vision for your life, or if you know what you want one moment and then the next moment, the next week, the next month, you're doing something entirely different because you happen to have changed your mind. And of course, you can look back and see that you've done the same thing over and over and over and over again. You're never sticking to one higher purpose, one motivating, inspiring purpose that gets you to give everything that you are, that gets you to invest everything you are as a human being into this one dominating thing. If you don't have that kind of a purpose, if you haven't made that kind of decision, if you have a difficult time making a real committed decision and then sticking to it, then you need to take a look at attention control training, to get a hold of your attention and to be able to direct it onto something and hold it onto something for positive benefit. Another sign that you need attention control training in your life is any lack of upward or forward momentum in what you're doing for a living, what you're doing from a volunteer standpoint, whatever activities, major activities that you're engaged in, that you're engaged in because they're good and that they're right. If you're not making any real progress forward and upward, if it's not satisfying, if you're just kind of meandering and walking around in circles and living your life in circles that way, you need attention control training to get yourself to move in a straight line, straight upward. Another sign: if you're in consistent patterns of worry, fear, and anxiety, especially in these current economic conditions, you definitely need to master the ability to control your attention. Your mind and your mental resources should not be dwelling on the negative aspects of things that you cannot control. You cannot control the economy, but what you can control is your own productivity. What you can control is your own ability to stay positive so that you enjoy what you're doing, so that you can do it longer if you must, so that you can do it more efficiently. You are the generator of your own personal economy. No matter if the economy just absolutely, totally tanked, it does not change your ability to be a productive human being despite all appearances around you. if you want to stand out from the crowd, if you want to be immune to the effects of everything going on around you, you've got to be a self-contained human being mentally so that you can produce when everybody else is holding back, when everybody else is cowering and shaking and quaking. You've got to be able to stand up tall with your chin up and boldly go forth. That's how you're going to be independent of any bad economy and continue to create your own personal economy. So if you're dealing in worry, fear, and anxiety, and sometimes it's not all that obvious, all you know is you have a pervasive sense that something's just not right, that's when you need to be able to train yourself to master your attention so that you can put it toward a more productive use. Another sign, lousy personal performance. If you're in a business, if you're in a career, if you're in a classroom, and you're not performing up to speed, you secretly know that if you could just get your act together, you could really perform. Or even if you're in those situations and you're not that self-confident, maybe you don't really know what you're doing. Maybe you're a little bit lost. Folks, you need attention control in order to change that around. There's no environment that you can be in that can sweep you away when you have control of your mind, when you have control of your attention, of your thoughts, and your emotion. You can turn around any situation if you have that ability. Negative emotions related to work, related to class, related to social activities. Consistent negative emotions, you need attention control training so that you can absolutely turn that around. Tardiness, absenteeism, over-socializing, any form of activity that causes you to engage in inefficient, slovenly, lazy, escapist behavior, you need attention control training. You've got to be able to snap out of that form. And let me tell you one thing. If there is any situation in your life that, from your perspective, causes you to engage in consistent escapism, if you're in a job that causes you to constantly daydream because you don't really want to be there, because you're not really interested, if you're in a classroom or on any particular subject, and your mind is not there with you in the room, if you're in a relationship with someone and you don't want to be there and your mind is always elsewhere, folks, you got to train your attention to stay with you. You've got to be able to direct your resources and your energy. Any form of consistent escapism is a glaring warning sign that you're not living the way you should be living. Now, it's normal for the mind to wander. It's just part of the way it's made. But it's bad news when it wanders without your direction. The reason the mind is made to wander is because you have an imagination. That imagination must be under conscious control. Because imagination is a tool. Thought is a tool. If you don't use those things as, it's like, imagine yourself being a carpenter and you've got a power saw going, but you're not controlling it. It's just flying all over the place. The blade is slicing and cutting everything around you. That's not very practical. So how practical is it for you to have something a billion times more powerful than any power tool that a human being makes? Your own imagination, your own thoughts, and to not be in control of it. It's an out-of-control tool. You don't want that. Make sure you get your attention trained. If you find yourself procrastinating, procrastination is just a sign that you're not controlling your attention. Procrastination is an illusion, a trick of the mind. If you don't have control over your attention, you don't have control over your thoughts. Your own thought, your own brain will feed you negative pictures of the thing that needs to be done. You will feel the pain as though it's actually real, and then you won't want to do it. I think it was Mark Twain who said most of his misery or unhappiness or most of his problems never happened. And it's the same with you when it comes to any form of procrastination or hesitancy, especially when it comes to your dreams, something you really want to do. If you're putting it off, it's time to put an end to putting it off by getting control of your attention. Now, if you find yourself habitually multitasking, doing too much work, doing too much stuff for other people, sacrificing your life for other people when you know there's other things you want to be doing, if you're not in control of that area of your life, it's time to get control of that area of your life. And the way to do that is to get control of your attention. Why? If you can get control of your attention, you can get control of your thoughts, get control of your feelings, get control of your impulses. And the reason you give away your life is because you don't have control of your impulses. You actually believe that's the way it has to be. And that's ridiculous. Get control of your attention. Train your mind. Now, I'm going to go over now the basics of attention, just some of its basic characteristics. And I'd like you to think about some of the things that I say, and I'd like you to actually test some things out. I'd like you to actually get to know your attention a little bit more. Now, before I do that, what I'm going to do is give you a little bit of an exercise I'd like you to actually do with me. Okay? Now, this is a special exercise. It was written actually more than 50 years ago by a very profound author by the name of Vernon Howard. Now, Vernon Howard was not so much a peak performance writer, as you could almost say a spiritual philosophy writer. And there was one thing about Vernon Howard is he knew the human condition probably better than anyone in his time. There's really no one more significant than him. Now, if you're driving a car, or if you're operating equipment, or anything that that requires you to have full attention to what you're doing, I don't want you to do this exercise. But if you're kind of just sitting here and you're reading the, or you're listening to the radio show, or and you're kicked back, you're at work, nobody's hassling you, I'd like you to actually go ahead and maybe try this exercise. It's not going to be anything too intense. Let me go ahead and pull it up for you. Now, in the neurosculpting program, I have a special series of techniques that I call zone-to-zone attention control. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically give you something that's kind of akin to zone-to-zone attention control. And if you'll do this, it will prove without a doubt that you have the ability to control your attention. Now, when we're talking about the actual characteristics of attention, one of the things I want you to think about is that your attention has many characteristics, one of those being that it's flexible, that it's resizable. You can almost envision it like it's a bubble. If you can just imagine in your mind or even project out in front of you that your attention is a bubble, you have the ability to stretch that bubble, shrink that bubble. You can literally move your attention from the size of a point, expanded so largely to where you can almost sense everything that's happening in the room around you. One of the things that makes that happen is your consciousness, your ability to sense the world around you. Now, your consciousness brings into account all your senses, your sight, your smell, your hearing. Your ability to take all those things and integrate them into one picture and to be aware of what's going on around you. Consciousness, you could almost call it almost like a searchlight, almost like a camera. You can adjust it. You can zoom in. You can zoom out. You can stretch it. You can shrink it. Attention control starts with knowing the characteristics of your attention, which I'll explain in a second. But right now, let's go ahead and do this exercise. Now, for a moment, I'd like you to recall a pleasant recent event, something nice that happened to you in the recent past. Focus on it briefly and enjoy it for a moment or two. Like for myself, I can think of a picnic that I went on last week. I can feel the sand beneath me as I sit down on the beach, had some sandwiches, had some music. It was sunny out, even though it was still kind of cold, but I had the sound of the waves, and I can immerse myself into that briefly. You think of your own moment and immerse yourself into it. I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, now what I'd like you to do is dismiss that. Just wipe it from your mind, and I'd like you to look closely at an article of clothing that you're wearing. For a moment or two, just study the color and the weave of the article of clothing. Good. Now, dismiss the clothing, and I want you to concentrate your thoughts on some distant scene. Picture in your mind an attractive woods or maybe a foreign country that you'd like to visit. Just think of it and immerse yourself in the thought. Good. Now, dismiss your mental scene, and I'd like you to proceed with listening to the show and everything I say. Are you back with me? Good. Folks, just that simple little exercise of taking you from one thing to the other demonstrates that you have the ability to control your attention. Every normal human being has that ability. And if something as simple as my telling you what to do with it allows you to shift your attention in that way, to go from an imaginary memory of something that happened in the recent past to bringing your attention and looking at the clothing that's on your body and paying attention to the weave and the wrinkles and color of the fabric and the softness of it, to pulling your attention back into memory and thinking about a place you want to be sometime in a distant future. Can you imagine what you just did there? You went from the past into the present and then into the future. That's amazing. You have that ability, that fundamental ability. And it might sound simplistic, but the fact that you could do it for me means that you could do it for you. The only difference is, rather than being directed, you need to take up the purposeful, willful ability to train yourself to always be cognizant and aware of what you're doing with your attention so that you can then redirect it onto something more practical. It's simple. I know the actual experience of it is not as simple as it sounds, but it doesn't change the fact that it's still a simple premise. That small exercise is just an open door. And if there was a single one of you listening to this who could not do that exercise because you simply didn't have the physical ability to do so, the psychological ability to do so, then we've got to get you some real assistance. But I can pretty much guarantee that every single one of you listening to this has that ability. If you don't have it in that particular form, then maybe you need to imagine something else. But you know that right now if I told you, hey, I want you to look off in the distance over there, or I want you to listen to that sound off in the distance. Now, I want you to take your hand and I want you to rub it across your face. Can you feel that? What does it feel like? Good. Well, you just took your attention. You directed it outward. Then you directed it back onto yourself. Now I want you to think a thought for me. I want you to think of an apple. There. You just did it. You have the ability to control your attention. And now all you need to do is to practice applying it. And it's simple, but it may not be easy. No big deal. Practice makes perfect. That's what we're here for. So, you know what the signs are that you might have lousy attention? No problem. You know that you have the ability to control your attention. So now all you got to do is practice it. So let's talk about attention itself. I went over a little bit about it, but I want to give you this picture. Imagine that you're in a museum or even you're in a department store and the lights suddenly go out. There's a storm outside. You just happen to be carrying a flashlight in your pocket. Don't know why you got a flashlight. Hey, you're somebody who likes flashlights, so you got it in your pocket. So people are worried and scared, but not you. You reach and get your handy-dandy flashlight. You aim it. You turn it on, and then a spotlight of light appears off in the distance in front of you. Now, the size of that light determines for you in that moment your world. Anything outside that light, outside that circle of light, you don't see. And so far as practicality is concerned, you don't even know it's there. Now, in your own mind, what you're representing there is your consciousness, your scale of attention. Attention, consciousness, almost the same thing. The only difference is with consciousness, it incorporates more of awareness. There are billions of people who have attention, but not that many people who are aware of what they're attending to. So that light, let's call it your attention. In our case, let's call it your consciousness. You see a certain amount in the department store or the museum or wherever you are. And that's all you can handle. That's all you can deal with. Now, you start approaching the objects that you have your light on, and the light grows smaller. That's how flashlights work. You're narrowing in. Now, the further you are from your target, the bigger the light becomes. You actually see more. Now, you as a human being, you have the ability to do this at will. You can narrow in on a target, or you can expand your light and take in more of your surrounding environment. You can direct that light even onto yourself. You can direct that light onto the world. You can direct that light onto yourself. You can literally sit down. You can narrow your attention down onto a particular point. You can widen your attention out until it encompasses almost the entire room or area that you're in. The one thing about that is, and I do want to note that, and when you do that, it takes effort to narrow your attention, but it also takes real effort to widen your attention to the degree that you don't start to drift off. So you have that ability. Now you can take that same flashlight, turn it onto yourself. You can detect broadly what's going on in your body. You can feel your body. You can actually pay attention to what's going on in your musculature, your impulses, your breathing, how you're feeling, whether you've got an itch someplace. And then you can narrow that light on your body onto something very small. You can look at a fingernail. You can look at one particular pimple, something like that, a hair on your arm. So you can widen it. You can narrow it. Those are characteristics of attention. But there's one special thing that you can do is you can turn your attention inward to your thoughts and emotions, onto your own mind. You can feel what's happening in your emotions. You can recognize the fact that you chatter to yourself, that you have mental conversations. And a lot of most people, it's all day long. Most people can't even look at a flower or a sunset without babbling on to themselves, describing it. And that's one of the strange things. Most people never have an actual, genuine experience of anything beautiful. Because the moment they're having the experience, they're constantly talking to themselves the entire time. Oh, look at that sunset, isn't it? Oh, look at those colors. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love the clouds over there, blah, 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 blah. Very few people practice the discipline of simply looking at something and having the natural experience of it. In any case, you have the ability to turn your attention onto your own mind to see what's going on in your own thoughts and emotions. Now, many of you, when you start this type of training, you start to pay attention to your own mind. You're in the habit of talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself about what you see. But the whole point of the training is not to be talking to yourself, but to actually quietly observe, the way a scientist looks through a microscope or a telescope and observes his or her target. That's what you're looking to do. That's the ability you're looking to master, because as long as you're participating in the mental activity, you're not an observer of the activity. So that's a special skill, and that's something you'll get if you go to dynamicmentalfitness.com and order that free ebook that I have there. It tells you all about that ability. So in your attention, you have the ability to direct your attention outward. You have the ability to narrow it down, to expand it outward till it takes in almost your entire environment. And whereas you might be able to sense what's going on all around you, you never have to lose control of it, because it takes control to hold it at that scale. Yeah, and I can tell you that when you're training using like zone-to-zone attention control training techniques like in neurosculpting, that's one of the things that you have to watch out for. While you're moving your attention from zone to zone, it is a wild experience to be able to constantly move your attention like that. Because, remember, we're talking about your consciousness. When you're controlling your attention, you're actually moving your consciousness, your awareness of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. You're moving it. Your will is directing your life at that moment. That's why people who do this become powerful human beings, because they are actually determining who they are as human beings, what they're doing at that moment. And that's the kind of power you need. That's the kind of power you want. So we know the basics of attention. You know that you can direct it outward. You know that you can direct it inward. You know that you can make it bigger. You can make it smaller. You can direct it onto your own thoughts and emotions and take inventory as to what's going on inside you. You now know these things. So we're going to give you some scenarios of what you can do with attention when you get attention control skills. Now, you're already aware of the problems that you can have when you don't have attention control skills. Let's talk about some of the things that you can do if you do have attention control skills. And, of course, like I said, a little bit later on, I'm going to tell you how to get your training that you can at least start the process. One of the benefits and skills that you'll have when it comes to this is you'll be able to finally really listen to other people. You'll actually be able to observe other people, not as your babbling, chattering mind thinks they are, but as they really are. And this will save you when it comes to relationships. Much of the time when we meet people, we've already got an opinion formed in our head. And those people cannot change that opinion of what we already formed. Heck, we can meet a person for 1 minute, they do a couple things we don't like, and we've already got our opinion formed. Or we go in, we don't even want to know what the people are like. We've already decided who they are before we ever even meet them. When you develop your attention control skills, that's one trick of the mind you do not fall for, because you realize the value of being able to see people as they really are. It will save you from getting into bad relationships, and it will definitely rescue you by keeping you from overlooking a valuable relationship that you could be having if only you would not listen to a chattering mind prejudge someone. I can't tell you how many people I've met who have contributed to my life in a very positive way, who I would not have had any type of relationship with if I had gone with my preconceived notions. I've developed the skill of simply not listening to my conditioned mind tell me what it is I'm seeing. Instead, I quiet it down and I actually observe. When someone's speaking to me, I'm listening. And I'll tell you one of the most powerful techniques you can use if you want to do a real attention control exercise. When you're in conversation with somebody, stop being the center of attention. Listen. And if you want to try something really powerful, do something that even I think Vernon Howard wrote and called the 3-second pause. Before you respond to anybody in a social conversation, give yourself 3 seconds to actually analyze what's been said and find out if you have anything of any genuine and real value to contribute in the way of a response. Sometimes your best response is no response at all, or the simple response of, you know, I don't really have anything to say to that. When you're talking to someone and they're speaking dirty about someone else, they're stabbing somebody in the back, they're talking nasty, they're complaining, they're whining, whatever negativity they're trying to spread, whatever poison they're trying to spread, do the 3-second pause. Know the person that you're talking to. This person is not trying to get anything good out of life. They're just looking to spread their poison. That's an habitual thing. What's your best response in that situation? It's probably no response at all. Don't perpetuate negativity. Don't perpetuate darkness. So One of the skills you'll be able to implement when you've got control of your attention is the ability to actually see people as they really are, and especially to see yourself as you really are. To not listen to your own mind tell you you're this or you're that, especially if it's negative, and to control your attention and live life the way you really want to live it, without being fake, without being a fraud, without pretense. Another skill you'll be able to implement, thanks to attention control, is you'll be able to develop a real, inspiring purpose for your life. And for goodness sake, you'll be able to hold it and not shift from thing to thing to thing. Not join the gym this week and then decide that you need to go do yoga next week because the gym's too boring for you. Not get into one career and decide, oh, I don't like this career, maybe I'll go with this other thing over here. You'll finally be able to just decide and then to not be taken off course. You'll be able to move in a straight line without veering right or left. You'll make a decision today, and a year from now, the decision will either already be carried through or you'll still be working on it because you didn't go and get distracted by anything else. And you won't be distracted by other people and their ideas. I can't tell you how many times in my own business people come up to me with proposals of stuff. Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a mental fitness trainer. I have a business called Dynamic Mental Fitness Training. Oh, that's great. Hey, you want to sell Herbalife? Oh, I've got this great company. Hey, you know what? It's called blah, blah, blah. Isn't that Amway? Oh, no. We changed our name. We do this, and that. Well, I already got my own business. Oh, no, but this year you really screw that. Listen, people, you need to be able to make a decision, and you need to be able to carry that decision all the way through. Attention control training will give you that ability. If you've already made the decision, attention control training will make sure you're actually able to carry it out. Your aspirations don't have to die on the vine. The biggest cause of the death of a dream is the inability to control attention. One other benefit you can get, you'll become excellent academically in learning. Excellent, naturally and easily, because you can control your attention. Things that would normally bore other people are not going to bore you. And if you find yourself bored instantly, boom, you can literally wipe boredom from the stage of your mind. You can boost your momentum, boost your productivity, because you're controlling your attention, which means you're controlling your thoughts toward things. That also means you're controlling your emotions toward things. You've got a positive attachment to whatever you're doing because you're in control. That means you're going to do it better. And you're going to be able to do more of it because you're not constantly getting up, going to get coffee, going out for a smoke break, blah, blah. You're actually on the job. And anybody who's made it will tell you that is just the key to success, to doggedly pursue what it is that you want to do. And I'm going to go back one because I've got an actual practical life lesson that has applied to me recently, and that is when it comes to developing a real inspiring purpose and holding on to it. I cannot tell you how many times over the past 3 or 4 years someone has literally tried to get me to go a different way in life, even after I've told them what my purpose is, what I intend to do. People close to me even are going to tell me that I should be doing something else in life. Can you imagine that? I'm the one with the purpose. The person talking to me doesn't have a purpose in life. They're wandering around. They've got a job that they hate normally. And I remember I've run into this over and over and over again. This is people I know, family, friends, well, ex-friends. I have no tolerance for people like that, so you have to understand. I can't get rid of family, but I can definitely decide who friends are. If you've got people in your life who are constantly throwing you off, you've got to have the power of attention control. You must have the power of attention control. Because if you've got the ability to hold it in your mind, you will achieve it. You'll be able to go through all the ups and downs that all the self-made millionaires tell you that you got to go through. And you know what? You'll barely notice all the negative stuff because you will be so preoccupied with what you're doing, with what you're doing. So you'll be able to foster positive emotions that uplift you and make all your activities pleasant and meaningful. Wouldn't it be great to wake up knowing that everything you're going to do that day has meaning? Do you realize how many people wake up and they're instantly miserable because they know their day has no meaning for them? Attention control turns that around for you. You can literally, with attention control, you can take a job that you don't even like and totally fall in love with it. And when you fall in love with the job that you used to not like, you become absolutely excellent at it. And the next thing you know, you're in a job that you do love because you got hired away, because you got recruited, because you did so well. Opportunities just naturally came your way. With attention control, you totally control what thoughts you habitually think. You can literally reprogram your mind. As a matter of fact, it's an absolute necessity. If you're going to change the way you think so that you can change the way you feel, so that you can change the impulses you have, so that you can change the actions that you do, you must have attention control to make that happen. There are a select few trainees who I've had the pleasure of training for the past couple years who reached levels of mastery. They don't think errant, disturbing thoughts. Any such thoughts that arise, they just flow off into nothing. Because these types of people design their own thoughts, which means you design your own emotions, which means you design your own life. Because you determine what you're going to do and how you're going to feel about it. It takes attention control to be able to do that. With attention control, scenarios that you'll never have to worry about, you'll be absolutely productive because you won't suffer procrastination. Procrastination is a thing of the past. It just doesn't happen. There's no hesitancy. Because there's no fear. There's no anxiety. With attention control, you're going to stand out from the crowd, period. I don't care what you're doing. Whatever you do for a job or a career, you control your attention. You'll be able to pour yourself passionately into whatever you're doing. You will stand out. You will get noticed. You will get opportunities. Another scenario that's going to be absolutely great for you is you're going to transform your efficiency in every area, and I'm talking about your actions, your words, and your thoughts. If you know anybody, perhaps even yourself, who simply talks, and I'm not talking on a radio show. I know I battle doing a radio show. But I'm talking if you know somebody who just won't shut up, that is somebody who has no attention control. And if you do know somebody like that, I promise you that is an unhappy person. Happy, contented people do not babble on incessantly or nervously. And it's always the people who are battling on incessantly who try to pretend to be the happiest of all and to be in control. And that's not the way it is. When you have attention control, you have poise, you have calm, and you have contentment because you're enjoying the actual sense itself of personal control. It's a very unique, very rare gift, and you do not squander it by just wasting your energy. Efficiency is a natural result. And finally, you'll be more practically intelligent, and I mean intelligent in a practical sense. It's called fluid intelligence, your ability to take all your mental resources and apply them to get something great done, to solve the big problems, and to get rid of the little problems that shouldn't even be worried about in the first place. Most people's problems, and I need you to listen to this, most people's problems are a result of poor direction of attention. And most people's problems would be solved in short order by simply getting control of their attention and what they pay attention to. Because unfortunately, most problems are social, financial, ridiculous problems that wouldn't even exist if a person could just control what they pay attention to. If they could just control what they focus on, what they need, what's absolutely essential. So now we've reviewed some signs that, well, that'll let you know if you need attention control training. And you can do it yourself, folks. You don't need me. I'm here to help you if when you need advice, to guide you down the right path to apply it to your goals. When it comes to the absolute basic stuff of just getting to know your attention, you can do that on your own. I've told you about the basis of attention and what you can do with attention itself, some of the characteristics. I've given you scenarios where attention control skills can really come in handy. And now I'm going to tell you where to start. I've got a website, just like I talked about before, dynamicmentalfitnesstraining.com. I've got a free ebook called 7 Days to Better Mental Fitness Training. Just go to www.dynamicmentalfitness.com. Get yourself the ebook. I'm telling you, it is mind-blowingly giving. I've really spoiled people when it comes to this ebook. There's no reason why you can't take this ebook and totally change your life. Now, there's going to be questions while you're going through your training. It's an ebook. I didn't have time to put in all the explanations. Otherwise, it'd be as big as the Bible. Get the ebook. It's got numerous techniques, approaches, exercises, life application exercises that you can use to start getting control of your attention. When you sign up for it, you'll be on my mailing list. If anything happens, I'll let you know any cool events coming up. While you're doing your training, if you need any special help, then go on over to the Neuroscoping Training Studio, become a subscriber. You'll get to work with me personally, especially now that I'm actually doing the live training. Eventually, I'll certify some other trainers, and they'll be able to help you out. But if you want to start, you want to start now, you want to get control, get the free ebook at dynamicmentalfitness.com. When you start your training and you want to be serious and you want to know, how do I apply this to my career? How do I apply it to this and that in my life? Go on over to the Neurosculpting Training Studio. Get with me. I'll help you out. If you have your own business, you have your own team, you have your own sales teams, you're in the corporate world, and you think that this is something that you could use for your team, contact me. We'll arrange something. Folks, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour. My name is T. LaVon Lawrence. Thank you again for joining us. Next week's episode may be recorded. I don't know, because I think I might be on the road. Like I told Damon in California, I am going to go ahead and pick up and move to the West Coast, because I've had just about enough of small town life, and I'm ready to move on up to the big leagues like the Jeffersons. So possibly next week's show might be pre-recorded. I'll let everybody know ahead of time. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week on the Mental Power Hour. Thank you.